It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. Hello, yes, it's me, your host, Joe Canale. This is your Daily Sports Dump for today, Thursday, December 5, 2019. Another slow sports day, but that's not going to stop us. We're going to try something a little different today. In lieu of the jokes, we are going to be doing a bit of commentary off of a story today that I'm going to tell you right now. Cowboys' Antoine Woods arrested on marijuana and tampering charges. All right, he was arrested and charged with possession of marijuana and tampering with evidence on Tuesday in Frisco, Texas. He had over 2 ounces but less than 4 ounces of marijuana. Let's call it 3 ounces in that case. And he was going 77 miles an hour in a 60-mile-an-hour zone, okay? And that's what led police to follow him. They should have just pulled him over right there. That's speeding. Once stopped, the arresting officer said in the police report that he had glassy eyes and delayed responses to simple questions. So what this actually is a DUI. Yes, he had possession of marijuana, and apparently he had multiple pieces of drug paraphernalia, which is to say a marijuana pipe and probably some rolling papers. And in fact, they would also consider a lighter drug paraphernalia in this circumstance. Also, he's being charged with tampering. You know why he's being charged with tampering, folks? Because he was smoking a marijuana cigarette when the cops pulled him over and he put it out in a water bottle. That's tampering charges. Do you know how responsible it is for a weed smoker to take a joint and just put it in a bottle of water to put it out? Never done. He should be commended for such a thing. Now, what is this commentary I'm talking about? Well, it's basically about the drug policy and specifically the marijuana policy in the NFL versus the other sports. Now, the NBA is a little bit different because that's the most progressive league in all of American sports. Well, you might make an argument for soccer, but in terms of their marijuana policy, it's long been said that if you were to make marijuana, you know, a suspendable offense in the NBA, most of the league would be out of the NBA. So I think that's a practical thing in that league, but they still make suspensions. For example, Dion Waiters was suspended for freaking out on a plane from eating edibles. But really, he was suspended for freaking out on a plane. The edibles was a secondary thing. But in the NFL, let me just talk about a couple of the people who've been suspended for entire seasons. Martavius Bryant, entire 2016 season. We've got, of course, Josh Gordon missing multiple seasons. Randy Gregory, multiple seasons. These are young NFL players who are very talented, Pro Bowl type talents, who have lost years in the league from marijuana. And here's what the NFL does. If you fail a marijuana test, you're in their program forever. And then if you fail an alcohol test or a marijuana test or a cocaine or other type of recreational drug test, that's it. You're done. So Josh Gordon, I believe, failed an alcohol test after his marijuana suspension. Now, if he had been drinking alcohol the whole time, they wouldn't have suspended him at all. But because of their draconian laws, you fail a weed test, and now they've got you for everything. And why is this? Is this because they really want to help the person? No, it's because they want to punish people who smoke weed. And so they set up all these additional punishments for them after their first offense. Now let's talk about baseball and hockey, two sports that have much more liberal marijuana policies than the NFL. What is the main difference between NFL players, for the most part, and NBA / Major League Baseball players? Well, I'm just going to make a guess that it is the racial makeup of the league and the racial makeup of the owners, more specifically, that determines the NFL's drug policy. So in about 5 or 6 years, we're going to look back on the lost careers of Josh Gordon, Randy Gregory, and several other talented players who've had their careers taken away For something that I've done nearly every day of my life. Now, that doesn't mean here or there, but I live in California, so for the last 10 years, it's been perfectly legal. And yet, these gentlemen's careers are being sacrificed for their owners. And let's be clear, the NFL likes being called owners. So my commentary is this. The NFL has been accused of a slave owner mentality. I think there are, other than the combine, where they actually parade muscular young men of all races in front of these old white owners, that's the most direct comparison. But I think the way that they hand out these suspensions, especially for marijuana, which they associate with the black players, is a real sign of the plantation mentality of the NFL. If the NFL would like to hire me, I will still work for them, but, you know, comes with honesty. All right. That was my commentary for today. I wish I had the rights to the song Legalize It, because I'd be playing that on the way out. But, again, it is legal most places, it soon will be, at least as far as population goes. So that's something for the NFL to consider over the next 20 years. Alienate or invite your audience? You decide. This was your sports dump.